We're about to do celebrate something very special.
Because I have something here, and I want to play it. It's called Big Rossi Demo. Yeah. All right, and I'm just saved it right now, Big Rossi Demo. And Rossi hasn't... What it is, it's the first time that Rossi and I really ever spoke to each other.
Well, okay, so let's recap here. You two are celebrating your friendversary.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
It's your Facebook friendversary. Of course, Facebook likes to remind us of different memories.
Yeah.
And this week is your friendversary. How many years? 9.
Can't believe that you and I, it was today.
That you became Facebook friends.
That I got a message from Big Rossi for the first time 9 years ago.
I can't believe it.
Now
we obviously were in Duvet and we knew each other in the mid-90s.
That's a lie.
And then we lost contact.
And then Facebook was
invented.
Right.
Yeah.
Rossi.
You're such liars.
Should we go through?
Okay, now I just want to put a disclaimer out here that we started off the morning with you two not really getting along. So let's try to get past that and just celebrate your friendversary, your Facebook friendversary today. So you guys are going to read out the first messages that you sent to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the moment.
Who sent the message first?
Me. I reached out to Chris Fade.
So Big Rossi did the reaching out.
Through a mutual friend of mine by the name of Emma. So she is 100% to blame.
I like how you both said that.
So is Emma still living in the country?
Yes, she's married to a pilot.
Named Casper.
Yes.
I remember, because I remember that name when she told me that she was marrying a guy called Casper. And I thought, what a great name.
Casper, he's from Holland.
So a mutual friend of mine said, hey, I've got this friend of a friend. He's looking for a job. He's right now in Abu Dhabi living in a caravan. He's a DJ.
I lived in a caravan.
But he's got some radio experience. Would you be interested in hiring that Virgin?
Yeah.
And I said, no. I said, no.
So I started off the messages here.
Okay, are you going to read it?
I've got the message. It's the first message that Rossi ever sent me.
Okay,
are you ready?
Go, Rossi.
Our friend anniversary.
Okay. Shall I?
I'm going to read it.
Oh.
You're going to read it.
I want to read it as Big Rossi.
Okay. I'll read it as Chris.
Okay.
Hi, Chris. I'm a mate of Emma's, and she recommended that I send you an email in the hope that you may have some presenting work for me, part-time or full-time. I've worked at some big radio stations in the UK, and I have over 7 years' experience working in 7 radio stations, 2 of which I won Sony Awards.
Hold on.
Wait,
I may have
lie?
Exaggerated there.
Is that a lie?
What Sony Awards have
it's
you ever
like,
won?
It's like the artist.
Radio Awards. Like you won an, yeah. You've never won a radio award.
At the radio station where I worked it.
I'm working as the manager of the Coliseum Club in Abu Dhabi.
Wow.
But my contract has expired.
I got fired.
I'm currently jobless but looking to do some work. Do you have any freelance work going at the moment? Do you know of any good radio contacts that I can use? Your help would be much appreciated. I've enjoyed listening to the show when I've been job hunting in Dubai. Hey, here's my demo. Oh. Have a listen and tell me what you think.
What a wonderfully composed message, Rossi.
You definitely did not write that. Did you write that yourself?
Really?
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Thanks, pretty.
I mean, half of it was a lie, but it was a wonderfully composed message.
My reply. What did I reply?
Okay. Ross. G'day. Ross. Cool, mate. Do me a favor and email me a radio demo as an MP3 with a brief resume. ChrisFade@bloodyblah.com. I'll get back to you from there. Thanks, Chris.
Smiley face. I put a smiley face. I like smiley faces.
Yeah, you did. You put a smiley face. You missed out a few key words in that sentence, but we won't go into that.
You write exactly the same.
I write really short, just quick. Then you reply. Rossi replies, okay, buddy, we'll do that now. Hope you have a top weekend. Cheers. And then he says, hey, matey.
Positive.
Hey, matey, are you going to Media One tonight? What time?
This was 2 years later.
Oh, was it?
Well, at this point, I sent that message. I was jumping up and down on my sofa because I was living in a caravan and I did have a sofa in there. But I was jumping up and down on it.
Well, when we gave you part-time work.
Yep.
So then we got part-time work for Big Rossi and he started working at Virgin Radio. And we just realized that Big Rossi is a character. And he wanted to, you know, he wanted to progress. An opportunity came to work on this show.
Yeah.
And without me even knowing, he applied for it.
Like, I'll be honest, I've done very well. I mean, beyond my means, actually.
Well, when they gave you the job, the boss at that time said, I don't think he's capable of doing the job.
Did he?
But we don't have anyone at this stage. Let's give him a go and see how he goes.
Well, you...
And he,
it pains me to say it.
Yeah.
It really does pain me. But you were quite instrumental in getting me the gig here.
It's true.
So 9 years, Rossi and I have been friends. But what you're going to hear right now, ladies and gentlemen, and this is no lie,
this is
the radio demo. This is what... Now, a lot of people that work in other industries, you have a resume.
Yeah.
And when you go for a job, you present them with your resume or your portfolio. As a radio person, you present them with how you sound on the radio.
That's kind of like our resume. That's
and
what everyone needs.
Within minutes and seconds, you can know if this guy's got good or not. Now,
exactly.
when I first heard this, I thought to myself, this guy's going to be behind the scenes. But here we go. This is Big Rossi's radio demo from 10 years ago.
Wow.
That man can do nothing wrong. Mark Ronson, featuring Ghostface. Ooh-wee on Radio City 96.7. He is the producer of the moment, isn't he? He is absolutely fantastic. Right, stick around. Music on the way from Razorlight. I also play some Girls Aloud for you. And a track that was featured in a Levi's advert in the late 80s. It went to number one all over again because of that advert. It's coming next here at Radio City 96.7.
Aww.
Today's Best Mix, Coast 96.3, Amy Winehouse and Tears Dry on their own. Looking through the papers today, just found an article about a bronze statue of Tommy Cooper that's going to be erected in
Turn
the town of Caerphilly, I think it's called, in Wales.
Not that bad.
And that sort of reminded me of a blonde moment that an ex-girlfriend of mine had about a year ago.
Great.
The very same thing happened in Wigan, just up the road. They've got a bronze statue of George Formby.
You won't get this.
The ukulele playing comic.
Wait, what?
He's 22. He still sounds 60.
Yeah.
So we were watching the news, and that came on saying, in Wigan, George Formby statue erected.
Let's get going here.
Up piped the ex-girlfriend.
What?
Having a bit of a blonde moment.
What?
I don't know why they put the statue of him up. What did he do that was so good? I thought he just invented one of those grills. No, that was George Formby. Never mind.
Turn it off.
Liverpool City Music Station, Radio City
96.7.
That is McFly. And obviously, you're going to play that one especially for Peter, who's just on his way to Blackpool with his mum. She's texting. He's going to Blackpool for his 8th birthday. He's with Luke, Daniel and Tom. Hope you have a fantastic time. Very lucky to be going to Blackpool for your 8th birthday. Do you know where my mum took me for my 8th birthday? Oh, yes. I said I wanted to go and play five-a-side with my friends. Me mum ended up taking me to the local park.
Rockstar.
Coast 96.3, today's Best Mix, Nickelback and Rockstar. Talking of Rockstar, none other than the legend that is Mr. Ozzy Osbourne is going to be presenting the Brits tonight.
Well done, Big Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi.
That was
horrible break. Whoa.